Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
A perfect trifecta of Senate wins in swing states. The Democratic Party clinching Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada in close order, devastating Republicans who believed they had a real chance of victory in at least one, if not all.
I'm going to talk to my caucus.
Control of the Senate keeps New York's Chuck Schumer as majority leader and guarantees that even if Republicans take the House, some key elements of President Joe Biden's agenda can still move forward, especially the appointment of federal judges. And as new members gather in Washington, D.C., the question is why Republicans did so badly in an election they were expected to dominate.
I think right now we have to think about what was the messaging that we utilized, who's actually responsible, and whether or not each one of us elected officials are going to be held to task when it comes to accountability, transparency, and accessibility.
We have heard all about this red wave.
25-year-old Maxwell Frost is the first Generation Z candidate to be elected to Congress, and he's clear about a major reason for the Democratic Party's success.
When you look at the numbers, we see that what stopped the red wave were young voters who turned out in historic numbers, who voted for Democrats over 63%.
Republicans have been in the lead in the race for control of the House of Representatives. But as the votes are tallied, the lead is beginning to narrow sharply. And with some 20 undecided seats still to be declared, the Democrats have not given up hope of holding onto the House as well. Normally, the elections for secretaries of state pass under the radar, but this time there's been an interesting trend. All four candidates pushed by former President Donald Trump have lost, yet Republican Brad Raffensperger has easily held on to his position in Georgia, bolstered, it seems, by his refusal to give in to Trump's pressure to amend the 2020 election results in his state. While final results are still awaited, one thing is clear. The Biden administration has headed the most successful first-term Democratic Party midterms in living memory. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington,